It is time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. Their list of things to do this weekend begins with the U2 concert tonight in Louisville.
It's their first visit to Kentucky since 2001 when they were playing here in town at Rupp Arena on Derby Eve. And those Rupp Arena shows were huge deals in the Lexington area.
Big crowds, everybody wanting a ticket. And I think the Louisville show, I have friends going to the Louisville show too this weekend.
Yeah, and there are still tickets available to that one, which I guess is a bit of a change. Interestingly, one of the few stops on the tour, I was looking at their tour roster the other day, one of the few stops where there are still tickets. So, you know, you may have real devotees coming into town, you know, trying to catch that particular show, because they are a band. They were, you know, for I think those of us who grew up in the 80s, mm-hmm. they were kind of the big band, and the Joshua Tree album and tour were huge events, huge pop culture events, and that's what they're celebrating with this tour. They're going to play the Joshua Tree album in its entirety along with some of their other great hits. So it'll be a real celebration over in Louisville, but hardly the only thing going on this weekend. We've got a lot of events going on here in mid-June.
Well, Friday at Moondance Amphitheater, it's another Summer Nights in Suburbia concert with Johnny Conqueror.
Huge band in the area.
That's right, big following. And also at Jacobson Park is Free Friday Flicks with the Lego Batman movie. And then on Saturday at Renfrew Valley, we have Winona Judd.
Fun fact, the reason that I first listened to the Judds was U2, because Larry Mullen Jr. in a Rolling Stone article, they mentioned that he had one of their albums on in his car, and I was like, well, if Larry Mullen Jr. listens to the Judds, they must be cool.
That's right. And just one more thing I want to mention, the Stephen Foster story over in Bardstown. It's at my Old Kentucky Home State Park. Performances going on through August 12th. And, of course, it's the music of Stephen Foster.
It's kind of a Kentucky bucket list item.
That's right. But over at the Horse Park, there's something completely different going on.
We are so into our horsey culture, but amazingly, for a long time, we never had rodeo in Lexington. And the Rotary Club of Lexington has taken care of that the last few years with the Lexington Rodeo, a real professional rodeo circuit event out at the Lexington Horse Park in the Alltech Arena. And if you like your music, there are a couple of other music events going on this weekend. There's a Warehouse Block Party Friday night down close to the paper here. And also down at Shaker Village, there is the Well-Crafted Brews and Bands Festival with a lot of great craft beer and very well-crafted music.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of art and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.